Head over to the livestock side, a mixed cattle trade today. What seems to be, are they just watching for signs of demand?
Well, the fundamentals are there and have been there for quite some time, but the futures traders continue to be skeptical. So we keep trading at this huge discount to the cash market. Feeders are asking 170 on a live basis this week. The record high set in November was a little over 170, so we're almost at that record high level. We're seeing some seasonal increase in demand for the barbecue season. Supplies are very tight, but the trade continues to expect the available supply of slaughter cattle to increase as we get into late April and May. And I'd argue if that's the case, then why have they been so aggressive, even though they had formula cattle or captive cattle in the first week of April, if they knew that they had those higher supplies coming? So there's a lot of mixed signals in this market. The skepticism remains high in the futures market, but the cash keeps reluctantly dragging it higher.
What about for the hogs? They just kind of seem to be little change and just kind of quiet in the background.
Yeah, we had some big strength in the deferred contracts following the USDA quarterly hogs and pigs report on March 27th. That kind of drug the nearby contracts higher on expectations that we'd see the cash market start to bottom out, the product market as well. We are seeing the cash market now seeing trying to carve out a broad bottom, and the product market's acting like it wants to do that as well. But we're seeing the gains in the futures start to slow now. They may have priced in these new fundamentals, and if they go much higher, they're liable to change those farrowing intentions that were supportive in that March 27th report, and they may come in higher than what was originally anticipated, particularly if corn prices continue going down.